Welcome to the Soft Serve, the cosmic weather guide for your week ahead. I'm Annie, and I'm an astrologer and your cosmic weather woman, helping you to integrate the magic of astrology into your everyday life. This week, we will be looking at the planetary movements for the week beginning the 24th of July. So that was a pretty big week last week. Hopefully you made it through okay and at one piece. I'm recording this on Sunday evening. Chiron has just stationed retrograde. We've had Venus go retrograde. We've had Leo season start today. We have a Libra moon. So there's a lot going on. If you can, you might be able to hear, but my little dog who has a Libra moon and rising is asleep on my chest. She's been a little bit out of sorts today, and I think she's probably just feeling all of the Venus energy at play today. So let's dive into this week. It'll be probably nice to hear that it's not too big in terms of transits. We're just writing out a lot of what sort of began last week. So we're going to begin Monday with the moon still in Libra. So very much still Venus themes in the air. We've just in the first day of Venus retrograde as well in Leo, and we're in sort of the first full day of Leo season. So it's nice. It's a nice Monday to do nice things for yourself. We're coming into more of a yang sign, so a bit more outwardly focused. Libra also likes to be adored and acknowledged, loves compliments. It loves to be seen, much like Leo. So Monday's a good time to come out of your shell a little bit. We've said goodbye to Cancer season, and now we're in Leo season. So Monday's a nice sort of social energy. You might be feeling a bit of a hangover from all that went on last week, so you might not really feel like it. But if you're so inclined, there's some nice energy. The one thing I will mention, though, is that there is going to be a square between Mercury and Uranus, because they are both in fixed signs. Mercury is now in Leo and Uranus is in Taurus. So Uranus is that planet of the unexpected, and Mercury is obviously how we communicate. So just be wary that plans and things and conversations might be unexpected, things might change. So just have that up your sleeve, that there might be a bit of strange Uranus energy on what is mostly a pretty sort of nice Venus infused Monday. And then on Tuesday we have the Scorpio moon. So the moon's going to stay in Scorpio for a couple of days, and Scorpio moons are always an interesting time because Scorpio is a very emotional, sensitive water sign, but it's also never totally sure. Scorpio is all about trust, and it sometimes can be very, very guarded and wanting to put people through tests to see who they can trust, who's worthy of all the love and the care that they have to give. So when we look at sort of the moon and Scorpio together, so like our emotional side with the sign of Scorpio, it's always an interesting one because I think it's a lot of introspection. There's a lot of sort of just analyzing and sort of holding back a bit and working out, you know, who can I really trust? Who's really there for me? So that's kind of the energy we go from Libra, which is sort of all about partnership and balance, and then we go kind of a little bit more inward, and we're feeling a lot, but we might not give as much away, or we'll give it away to the people who we deeply, deeply trust. So yeah, a little bit of sort of darker collective energy, I'd say, with the moon. But you know, the flip side of Scorpio is that they're incredibly caring, very, very loyal, very, very loving sign. It just takes a little while for them to make sure that you are the right person for them to show that side of themselves to. Then we have the moon moving into Sagittarius, and it'll stay in Sagittarius for most of the weekend. Sagittarian moons are often a time to have a bit of fun. Sagittarius is a fire sign. Sagittarius loves to do fun things, be spontaneous, learn, try something new. Sagittarius is all about sort of chasing that new exciting thing. It's notoriously known for trying to see if the grass is greener on the other side. It doesn't really want to be bogged down by feelings and emotions. It can be quick to speak before it thinks. So collectively, we might notice towards the end of the week that maybe we're a little bit quick with our word. So that's definitely something to keep in mind, especially on Friday, as we also have Mercury conjoining Venus retrograde, because Mercury and Venus are both in Leo. So there's extra kind of quickness with our word. There's a little bit of romantic element to our speech and our communication because of that conjoinment between Leo, between Mercury and Venus retrograde. And Leo obviously is another fire sign as well. It's very passionate, it's very loving, but it can also be quick to a temper or quick to be hurt if it doesn't feel that that's reciprocated. So it's a bit of interesting energy on Friday. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out collectively and individually for everyone. But yes, just be wary of the tendency to maybe speak before you think, or, you know, get a little bit hurt if you aren't being, I guess, loved and appreciated in the way that you would like to. Or you might just feel extra lovey-dovey to those that you care about because of the extra Venus energy on Mercury. And then on Saturday, we actually have Mercury moving into one of its home signs, and that is Virgo. So Mercury rules Virgo and Gemini. And so Mercury is very happy when it's in Virgo. It's a very, very happy placement for it. It's going to be here for about 6 weeks. It'll mean that our communication is very thought through, but it also means that it's going to flow a lot easier for everyone. It's not a stifled place for Mercury to sit. So expect things to become a lot easier to communicate, to work through, to get a clear idea of the things that you're trying to process, whether that be within your interpersonal relationships or if that's at work or anywhere that you're communicating with people. This is a really nice placement that we have for the next week's week. So it's a pretty nice way to sort of wrap out the week, especially from last week, which was pretty hectic. We've got about 6 weeks of Mercury in Virgo. Always with any time that Virgo is in a planet, it's always a really good time to get clear on your goals. Virgo is very much about like ticking things off the to-do list. I say this every time I talk about Virgo, but that's what it really loves to do. So if there are things that you need to do, even difficult conversations that you need to have, this is a really good time to do it because you have that enhanced energy of Mercury being in its favorite sign. So whatever you need to do communication-wise, learning-wise, this is the perfect time to do it. And then we're going to end the week with a Capricorn moon. Capricorn moons are a bit of a funny one. The moon doesn't love to be in Capricorn. Capricorn is a sign that is very, very driven. It loves to work. It is very ambitious. Capricorns are also really hilarious, but they are ruled by Saturn, and Saturn always has a lot of karmic energy attached to it. Many astrologers believe, in fact, that Capricorn has a lot of karma from its past life. So in this life, it is sort of working through the bad things it might have done in its previous life. So Capricorns do tend to have had a bit of a hard time. And so there can be a bit of a heaviness around Capricorn, and especially around a Capricorn moon. So just be wary of that. You know, on the flip side, you've got a great time to, you know, work out goals, set some intentions, work if you are working, be ambitious. But yeah, the energy of a Capricorn moon can sometimes just be a little bit heavy. So interesting to see how it plays out on next Sunday for everyone. And that's it for this week. Definitely not as action-packed as last week, which is good. I think we just need some time to settle into Venus retrograde. We've got quite a few planets, outer planets retrograde at the moment. So, there's a little bit of a slowing down in terms of sort of all the planetary speed. But we have gone into the new sign of Leo. So I'm curious to see how it's playing out for everyone. And I will speak to you all again next week. Have a great one. Bye.